That pesky, sneaky government of ours. All we wanted to do was have a rally, a legal, constitutional demonstration for justice for J6, all our people who were unjustly arrested January 6 for, well, merely being tourists. Peaceful tourists interested in visiting the Capitol building and possibly the Senate chambers, who got caught up in that police riot thing and later dragged in by the goons from the Justice Department who want everyone to believe Trump lost the election when we all know it was rigged from the start. Now, thanks to our network of social media, we find out the government, the damn feds, have set a trap for us. Go to the Capitol and we'll be arrested on trumped-up charges, no pun intended, hauled into their kangaroo court system and end up in some black hole like Guantanamo. Well, forget that. We're not stupid. We're patriots, and if we have to stay away from our own protest down in D.C., by God, that's what we'll do. Let the commie cops eat that. Nobody there to arrest, just more wasted government money. No way we're going to walk into that Capitol building asking for Pelosi's autograph. Last time we knocked politely at the Senate chambers asking to come in to watch the proceedings, they assassinated that poor woman, what's-her-name, who's a martyr to tourism, peaceful tourism, and the government tells us the murder was justified. You think we're dumb enough to come in and ask to watch our Congress in action, maybe knock politely on those closed doors again? I don't think so. Even the Proud Boys decided to stay as far away from this trap as possible, and they're not the brightest bunch. But don't get me wrong, they're on the right side, same as us, just a little more volatile. Not that I blame them, but we all have to be careful now. If we were smart, we'd go down to D.C. with Black Lives Matter signs. They don't mind them rioting all over the country, no sir, but us white folks, they shoot us like they shot that poor woman, what the hell was her name, pretty much minding her own business, just wanting to listen to her representatives there in Congress. You think they'd have killed her if she was a minority? No way. They'd have let her and her posse right in the door, even held it open for them. Hi, glad you folks came. Take a seat anywhere. White lives don't matter to the government, I can tell you that much. Hell no, we're not going to march into their trap. We're going to be smart this time. Wait for the word to come down from QAnon or Tucker Carlson when it's okay to protest this illegitimate government of ours. We know how to wait. Been doing it with this vaccination conspiracy, and we'll keep on doing it. We're not stupid, I can tell you that right now. Tell you that again if I have to. We're not falling into any traps. No way.